Holy Father, I pray, may you touch every heart in this place tonight. I pray, may you locate each and every individual standing on this ground tonight. May you not pass any person by tonight. I pray, Father God, that you will draw us closer tonight, that we will stand in your fullness. In your fullness, Father God, I pray for that in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that as we stand before you even now, may you enable us to be of a spiritual state and to be of a spiritual nature, that we are able to draw on you, Lord God, the way that you have ordained it, and that we are able to take a hold of everything that you have for us. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You know, worship is the only thing that God cannot give unto himself. Worship is a very special thing. It's a very special moment where we get intimate with the true living God. It should not be taken lightly. It always amazes me how one person will encounter God and then just a few meters on or a few chairs on, you'll find another person that is just completely cut off and oblivious of the fact that God is busy moving. It is actually heartbreaking to see that. You know, my prayer is that every person sitting here tonight, that you will encounter God. It takes one touch to change the whole course of your life. Let me tell you, the moment that I stepped into the house of a man that is filled with the Holy Spirit, on fire for the true living God, it took a man like that to lay hands on me. And in one instance, the power of God and the fire of God came raining down on me. One touch. I was lost, caught up in the world. Here I'm standing today because of this man. Amen. And so, before I start, I would like to honor the spiritual authority that is over this house. And that is both Pastor Leon and Pastor Esther Leduprier for once again entrusting me to take the pulpit tonight. It is truly a great honor and a privilege for me to be able to stand here and to minister the word unto you. Amen. I love the word of God. I truly love the word of God. And I've got something else for you tonight. I believe that you will be blessed by the word. And say with me, vision. Say again, say vision. The biggest problem with believers in the church today is that they lack vision. The ability to see. I'm not speaking about being able to see through or by your physical eyes, but to be able to see through and by your spiritual eyes. Amen. I declare and I decree that tonight, that God will step into this place, and that as we're going to pray for you tonight, that God will anoint your eyes with a holy kingdom perspective, that he will give you spiritual sight. I loosen this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This sight that you're going to receive will give you an upper hand over the attacks, the onslaughts, the assignments, and the plans that Satan has formed against your life. Let me tell you that. Let me tell you tonight that our enemy have thought that he have won. He have thought that he have won. But I've got news for him. I think everyone can testify to the fact that there's a massive spiritual pressure. Amen. I don't know, maybe it's just me feeling it. And I think the sermon of this morning was so powerful and so in season and so on time. And I want to tell you tonight not to lose courage. Amen. For our enemy have lost as usual. And let me tell you tonight that he will keep on losing as usual. Let me tell you tonight that the moment that you opened your eyes this morning, that he have already lost. The moment that your feet touch the ground, that he have already lost. Amen. Say vision. many believers lack vision, the ability to see spiritually. Put on the screen for me Luke 8. Luke 8, verse 45 and verse 46. 45 and 46. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" Go on for me. And Jesus said, "Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive," say perceive, "for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." So Jesus hath perceived that power hath gone out of him. Amen. Say perceive. Go for me to, I just need you guys to stay. Can I have spiritual people with me tonight? Amen. Go for me to Luke 9, verse 46 and verse 47. Luke 9, verse 46 and 47. Then there arose a reasoning among them, speaking of the disciples, which of them should be the greatest. Go on for me. And Jesus perceiving, say perceiving, the thought of their hearts, took a child and set him by him. Say again, say perceive. Now the Bible says that a woman touched the hem of his garment. Amen? The hem. Now the word touched here is the word hapto. And it means to burn or to be ignited with faith. The Bible says that a woman touched the hem of his garment. The word touch is the word hapto, meaning to burn with faith, to be ignited with faith. I hope I can have at least 5 people tonight. With the ability to perceive. For I tell you, if you can do this, that tonight you will see a sudden move of God. You will see things suddenly take place. Greater than you have ever expected. Greater than you have ever thought possible. For the faith of a righteous person completely destroys the barriers of that which you think is impossible. Let me tell you that tonight, the impossible is going to become possible as you receive spiritual sight. Amen. Say perceive. My message is not long tonight. I think I'm going to be like 15 minutes. And then I'm going to pray for everyone. Amen. Now look at this. Jesus said the following. The Bible says that Jesus perceived that power have gone out of him. Now this word perceive is no ordinary word. Say perceive. This word perceive is the Greek word kenosko. Amen. And it speaks of a feeling. Say a feeling. It means to know or to understand or to have knowledge of. It is not to think. The word kenosko does not mean that it is something that you are thinking or seeing. Amen. It is spiritual perception. Are you guys with me? It is to sense spiritually. And when you sense spiritually, it is your mind then comes in and comprehends the very thing that you have perceived, that you have sensed. Are you with me? It is like when you step into a business deal and you get that feeling. You just know that this contract belongs to you. You guys with me? You just know. Amen. When that happens, it means that you kenosko it. You perceived it. It is a feeling. I need you guys to understand that kenosko is a feeling. Amen. The difference between those that are effective and useful in the kingdom of God and those that are not is the word kenosko. Those that can walk by faith and those that can walk by revelation. Amen. Now, The Bible says that Jesus gnoskoed that someone have touched the hem of his garden. He gnoskoed that someone have touched the hem of his garment. And he turned around immediately when this happened, when he perceived that power have gone out. He turned around and he did something. He asked his disciples, who touched me? He asked, who touched me? So, you need to understand that gnosko only knows to a certain extent. Gnosko only knows to a certain extent. Jesus still had to ask his disciples, who touched me? Amen. When it happened, he turned around and said, who touched me? Because I don't know. I felt power going out of me, but I don't know who's the one who received it. Amen. That is gnosko. I want to tell you tonight that you're going to be taken to another dimension. A dimension that will go beyond the dimension of gnosko. Amen. You will be taken into a dimension where you will be able to see the very thing that you are perceiving. Amen. You will be able to see the very thing that you have been sensing spiritually. Amen. Spiritual sight. Say spiritual sight. This is called hurao. Hurao. Okay. Greek word hurao. Meaning to see spiritually. You see, with gnosko, you have to hear it. So you sense something spiritually, and then your mind also sees the same thing that you are sensing spiritually. Amen. But at this level, you still cannot see what it is that needs to take place. Gnosko. So you sense something in the spirit, and your mind agree with what you sense. Amen. But you can't see what you need to see. But with Rao, you step into another dimension. Here you can actually see the very thing that you are sensing. Are you guys with me? You step into a dimension of illumination when you enter into this dimension. Here people can no longer lie to you or cheat you. Why? Because now you see in the spirit. And I'm speaking in something that you see in the spirit. You will see a certain person busy gossiping over your life or slandering your name. You will see someone busy with ill intent towards your life. You will see it. And when you get to church, you will see the person, you will know this is the gossiper. Amen? You will know this is the gossiper. This fact cannot be argued because you have seen this. You guys with me? When Moses went up the mountain and he was covered in a cloud of God's glory, God revealed certain stuff onto him. He went into the dimension of Arau. He gained spiritual sight. While Joshua was still a few levels lower, operating in the level of gnosko. Amen. So when he came down the mountain and he reached Joshua's level, Joshua perceived. And he told Moses, I hear the sound of war. Gnosko, perceiving, feeling. But Moses said, nah, what you hear is not the sound of war. I know exactly what it is because I've seen it. God has shown me what is happening down in the valley below. Amen. I'm telling you that from this night forwards, that you will be able to see things that you have never seen before. That you will hear things that you have never heard before. As God is going to give you spiritual sights. Amen. When what you sense in your spirit is exactly what you are seeing in your mind, and then there can be no arguments. Amen. You just know that this contract is yours. Why? Because in the spirit you have seen. You have seen the people give that contract to you. You have seen it. It is a done deal. It cannot be argued. Amen. When you move in this dimension, you live in tomorrow now. I hope you guys are hearing me. Are you here? When you move in this dimension, it means that you're living in tomorrow now. Amen? You're always one step ahead of the enemy. You can see exactly what he's planning even before he's planning it. Every device and every trap that you have set before you will be exposed because you can see the future. Amen? Elijah told Elisha, when you see me going up, when you see me going up, you will receive a double portion of my anointing. A double portion. My prayer for you tonight is that you will be able to move in the dimension of Horao. This is not something that I can teach you how to catch it. I need you to hear this now. This is not something that I can teach you how to catch it. I can tell you what it is. But hear me when I say that even while I'm preaching now, and that it's being dispatched, it is being distributed to those that are sensitive, to those that are wanting it, to those that are desiring this. Amen? If you desire this spiritual gift, it will come upon you even now, while I'm preaching. Amen? And so, how do you develop this dimension called Horao? Say with me, relationship with the true living God. Say with me, prayer. Let me tell you that a believer that can see in the spirits and can pray exactly what he sees, not acting on his own accord, but acting led by the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, doing as you see the Father in heaven. If you can pray what it is that you are seeing in the spirits, you are a very dangerous believer. Amen. Put on the screen for me Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 27. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Go on for me. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Go on for me. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep. I'm just going to stop there for now. Say perception. Say spiritual sights. You see, many believers still perceive, hear me now, many believers still perceive, ginosko, that they are still caught up and bound because they fail to see in the spirit that their bondages have been broken off and that the prison doors have been opened up. And so they stay in this prison of fear because of a lack of spiritual sight. Amen. Many believers are still operating by what they feel and not by what they know. By what they feel and not by what they see in the spirits. You cannot operate by what you feel. Let me tell you this tonight. You as a believer, you cannot operate by what you feel. You do not have to put this on the screen. Genesis 27. You can just note this down maybe. Genesis 27 verse 21 to 23 says the following. Genesis 27, verse 21 to 23. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, my son, that I may feel thee, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Remember that I said, gnosko is where you feel. It is something that you hear. It is a perception. You cannot see. It's in this dimension, you don't see. You cannot see in this dimension. You guys still with me? And so he discerned him not, because his hands was as hairy as his brother's, Esau's hands. And so he blessed him. You cannot go by what you feel. You have to go by what you know. Amen? Spiritual sight. Say spiritual sight. Say Horao. My heart's desire for every one of you sitting here is that you will be able to see in the spirits, that you will see yourself through the eyes of God. Man, imagine what you can accomplish in life if there is no doubt. What will you accomplish today if you know that you're going to die today? What will you do? Amen. I declare and I decree that the Horao anointing will come and rest upon each and every one of you right now. I call it down in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will start to perceive things in the spirits, that you will start to see from a holy kingdom perspective, that you will be able to see that the chains of bondage have been broken off of your life, that you will be able to see that the gates of your bondage have been opened up, and that you will see this freedom in front of you, and that you will be able to take a hold of it. Amen. Joshua 18 verse 3 says the following. And Joshua said to all the Israelites, how long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? How long will you wait? At this stage, the children of Israel have already invaded the promised land. They have fought many battles and they've gained many victories. But yet, as many times before, they have found themselves in a place where they have lost the vision, where they've lost spiritual sight. And they found themselves in a place where they've asked themselves this question, how are we going to do this still? How can we continue on this task? But Joshua have not lost this perception, this spiritual vision. He still operated and moved in this dimension of vision. And he said, how long will you wait? I'm asking you tonight. How long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has given you? I'm telling you that your breakthrough and your blessing have already been given you into your hands. You merely have to be able to see it, take a hold of it, and prophesy it onto the air until you see it be made manifest into your life. You need to understand that Paul and Silas would have been executed. They would have been murdered the following day if they have not decided to intervene and started to pray. These were two men that were filled with the Holy Spirit and with the fire of the true living God. These were two men that could see in the spirits, and they prayed exactly what they saw. They prayed exactly what it was, what they were seeing in the spirit, perceiving in the spirit. You guys with me? Their prayers summoned heaven, and divine intervention took place. Do not underestimate the power of your prayer. Their prayers summoned heaven, and divine intervention took place as an angel of the Lord appeared with so much force and so much power that every chain of bondage were broken in one instance. With so much force that the gates of the prison doors were just blasted open. Amen. They could see in the spirits, and they prayed exactly what they saw. Let me tell you tonight that the devil does not want you to pray. Even more so, he does not want a believer that is able to see in the spirits to pray. Because such a believer is a dangerous believer. When a believer starts to pray from a holy kingdom perspective, things start to change. Things start to happen. Let me tell you that when you start to pray from a holy kingdom perspective, then deliverance takes place. Others receive their blessing. Others receive their breakthrough. Amen. I want to show you something very important in the scripture. Go for me to verse 25 again. And I bet many have missed this. How many people prayed? Two people prayed. Okay? How many people were affected by their prayer? Everyone. Everyone was affected by their prayer. Amen? Do not underestimate the power of your prayers. It changes lives. It might not seem like it to you now, but were you sitting there, even there, sitting praying that people around you is busy changing? Because your prayer changes the atmosphere. It opens the heavens, and it causes God's presence to flow effortlessly through your life. Prayer is the most important part of a believer's life, but you have to be able to see in the Spirit. Amen. Now, I want to show you something else. Can I show you something? And I'm going to be closing off with this as well. Moses at the age of 40. Now, I need you guys to stay with me on this one. Moses at the age of 40 attempted to help his people by the arm of his flesh, by the arm of the flesh. What do I mean by that? Now, just to give you a bit of background, what I'm speaking about, this is not when Moses already left Egypt and encountered God by the burning bush. This is where he started to see his own people as his own people. And he saw their affliction. He saw their affliction. He was with them always. But at the age of 40, he saw their affliction. He started moving into a different dimension. And he couldn't take this. He got emotional and he acted on his emotion. And he tried to deliver his people by acting by the arm of the flesh. So what did he do? He killed one of the gods. Amen. Now, at this time, his people have already been in captivity for 390 years. They have already been at this time, at the age of 40, they have already been in captivity for 390 years. Amen. Now, God said in a previous prophecy that they will be in captivity for 400 years. But because Moses intervened from a dimension of gnosko, from a dimension of feeling and emotion, this prophecy was extended with another 40 years. With another 40 years. Now, when Moses discovered this prophecy, he fled into the wilderness. And the people were in captivity for 430 years. They had to wait for Moses another 40 years. Their deliverance was delayed. Why? Their deliverance was delayed because of the lack of intercession. Their deliverance was delayed because of the lack of vision. Their deliverance was delayed because of the lack of a leader not being able to do his or to fulfill his task at that time. Amen. The leader was not ready yet. He thought he was ready and he intervened. And the deliverance was delayed because of prayer. Amen. So why was the leader not ready? Why was the leader not ready? Moses needed to encounter God first. Let me tell you tonight that you cannot lead God's people if you have not encountered him. Cannot lead God's people if you have not yet encountered him. Amen. And so God engaged with Moses at the burning bush. And when Moses met with the true living God, with the great I am, he asked God, who are you? Can you imagine that? God appearing onto you. And he asked God, who are you? And he said, I am that I am. I'm the very essence of life. Whatever it is that you need, I am. I am the King of Kings and I am the Lord of Lords. I am above and over all your problems and all your mistakes. I am everything that you need in life. Amen. Now, Moses had to move from a place of perceiving God to seeing God. You guys with me? And so God said, Moses, I'm going to send you back to Egypt to deliver my people. And so I'm going to change your identity completely. I'm going to make you a complete new man. And I'm going to send you back to Egypt to go and deliver my people. Amen? Now, at this stage, Moses understood. He perceived. He perceived the urgency of the people needing to be delivered. But he could not see this almost impossible task be accomplished. Are you with me? He could not see it come to pass. And so God said, Moses, first you need to learn how to overcome. Are you guys still with me? First you need to learn to overcome the ruling spirit of Egypt. And the ruling spirit is a serpent. It is the snake. You will always find this symbol on the crown of Pharaoh. Amen? So that is the ruling spirit. And so God said that you first need to learn how to deal with this, how to fight this ruling spirit here in the wilderness before I can actually send you back. You cannot fight that which you cannot see. You cannot fight that which you cannot see. Amen? You cannot fight that which you cannot see. And God asked Moses, what is in your hand? And he said, a staff. And he said, throw it down to the ground. And he threw it down to the ground and it became a snake. I don't know about you, but I will run. And that is exactly what Moses did. And God said, no, Moses, wait, hang on. You need to face your fears. I needed to make this real. You need to see the spirit that you need to overcome in that place. Amen? And so God told him, take the snake by the tail. Now, no sane person will pick up a snake by its tail. Amen? So God said, pick up the snake by its tail. And so he took the snake by its tail and it became a staff again, a rod again. Amen? And so he overcame his fear. He gained the ability to see in the spirits. He gained the ability to see things that is impossible become possible. The impossible was no longer impossible after everything that he experienced with God. Amen? Say vision. God gave him vision. God gave him raw of the endless possibilities that comes from an all-powerful, almighty God. You guys with me? Just stand with me, please. Jacob perceived that he needed to go back to his father's house. He perceived this. But he could not see himself doing this because he was afraid of his brother, Esau. Amen? And Esau planned an ambush for the return of his brother, Jacob. For his brother Jacob, hear me now, for his brother Jacob. But on his way back home, he encountered God. And he wrestled with the true living God. And something happened there. His identity changed. And he became what? He became Israel. Amen? And so when he met his brother no longer wanted to fight with him. Because he didn't see Jacob, but he saw Israel. He didn't have a grudge with Israel. He had a grudge with Jacob. Amen? Tonight you're going to see spiritual sight. Hear me now. I'm serious about this. I want to see you grow. I want to see you go places. I want to see you fulfill your full spiritual potential. But you will not be able to do that if you cannot see in the Spirit. It comes through relationship, in prayer, and in the Word of God. Do not neglect these things. It's of the utmost importance. Your destiny depends thereon. How important is it to you? How important is God to you? Do you want to pray? Do you want to spend time with God? Is it a desire of your heart? Do you want to encounter Him? You need to encounter God daily. Amen? Daily. Jesus said that I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It is important to understand that before you can bind and loose, you must know the mind of God by revelation. Amen. Holy Father, even now through your delegated authority given me, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Father, that you will place your fire in my hands. I will pray that your anointing will flow effortlessly through my hands, even now as I lay hands on each and every one of these people. I pray that as I lay hands on them, Father God, that they will move immediately. Their spirits will be catapulted into a dimension of Orao. And that spiritual sight will be bestowed upon them. Father God, I pray that as I lay hands upon them, may it be you touching them, Holy Spirit, opening them spiritual sight, giving them spiritual sight. And I declare and I decree that from this night forward, from this point forward, that they will be able to see things from a holy kingdom perspective. I pray this, I loosen this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.